Everyone, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, with another awesome show. I was just talking to our guest, and I'm so excited to have her on. But first, I want to remind you of a few things. As you know, it's getting to be that time to submit articles and excerpts and poetry, and I get CD reviews. I have this lady, I call her Ruthie. That's not really her name, but I call her Ruthie. She sends me these beautiful covers and all about believe it or not, CDs that are still very popular. And so that's due. Everything is due about the 30th, the 31st, the 1st. I do them even on the 1st because, well, you know, I just can't say no, and I don't like to put, you know, say, well, no, I'm not going to take it. It's the first. I can't take it. I don't do that. So, and also I want to remind everybody about my other site, StarsWithAZPsychics.com. Just so many beautiful people there. We have some specials going on for first-time clients, and we also have our one question for $5. So do go there. That's StarsWithAZPsychics.com. And, of course, the magazine is MysticLivingToday.com. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in this most awesome guest. I'm so excited to have her on the show because, well, you'll hear when we talk. And her name is Janine Layton Kennel. How are you tonight, Janine?
Hi, Natalie. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you.
We were just talking, her and I, before we got on the air about all of her beautiful work. So what we're going to do is, like I always do, is begin the show and find out how she got into this, how she started writing. You have to go, I'm going to mention her site right away. You have to go there. It is jlkimmel.com. If you pull that up, I have it on my center monitor. If you pull that up, you will see the most beautiful artwork, the blues and the pinks and the trees. I'm with the trees and the polar bears and, oh, my gosh. I mean, her and I have been kind of laughing because I'm so excited about this. So, Janine, how do you want to start this? You want to start from the very beginning? I know you have something that you can read that will kind of tell a lot about you if you want to do that. Or shall we just begin with you as whatever you want to do. This is your show, as you know.
Thank you. Well, the piece that I wrote called We Are All Connected kind of starts out with who I was as a child. And then I can tell you how that progressed into the writing and the painting of the book that you are talking about, The Magic Gown, and all my other art and my work with children. But as you were saying before, my stories are really meant for all ages. But it really starts with me and my love affair with nature. And I'll read this, and then I'll tell you further. So it's called We Are All Connected. From my earliest memories, I have had a love affair with nature. I have stayed in touch with that love and know that there is a deep benefit that comes from an ongoing relationship with nature. I tap into this love every day in my work as a poet, an artist, a writer, a therapist, a mother of two sons, and a teacher of creativity. I am such an advocate of the importance of encouraging our children to have a relationship with nature because I attribute much of my strength and creativity to that connection. The best way to share this love with our children, beginning at the earliest of ages, is by modeling it ourselves, by connecting with the simplicity and the authenticity of our natural surroundings. We instinctively slow to a more natural and saner rhythm or pace and begin to see the emergence of our own authentic, creative, and true nature and to be more open. As this opening occurs, I like to say our inner landscape becomes spectacular by transforming to reflect the beauty and wonder of the natural world. We also realize that our inner selves, like nature, is fragile and in need of care and love and respect. And like the great circle of life, one thing leads into another and back again. We are inspired and we inspire others to be good to each other. It is you and me at our best. Like Dr. Robert Fuller, PhD, says in his book All Rise, dignity is not negotiable. And from my book, The Yawning Rabbit River Chronicle, these words: a river runs from you to me. This river runs for eternity. A silent promise never broken, of true love so sweetly spoken. A heart that beats for you and me, one pure heart for eternity. A world like ours is never broken, with my song like wings now open. So that's a piece I wrote that got published, and it really tells you about me and my fortunate, kind of connection to nature and to creativity, which really gave me strength and joy and imagination my whole childhood, took me into my teenage years, and really has, you know, here I am talking to you guys, and it's all because of that. And I try to share that in my stories, in my art, and in my workshops, and in any connections that I make with people. So, you know, you see that I love vivid colors. You see that I love nature, and it's just opened up my world. And I wrote these beautiful stories. And there's actually, when we get to it, the way I wrote The Magic Gown is very unusual, and it's a story within itself. So I'll love to share that with you when you want me to. How that
exactly.
All came about.
And what you just said, some of it is so appropriate for now. We're all connected. We really are.
Yeah.
We really are. Okay, so your artwork is magnificent. I mean, I'm lucky I can draw a square. But looking at all of this, and where did all that come from? I mean, did you do drawings when you were a little girl? I mean, I'm really curious. How did all of this blossom into all of this? I mean, this is amazing. I mean, you have to go to her site. You really have to go and look at it, and then you're going to see, jlkimmel.com. You're going to see what I'm talking about because you do books, you do workshops. So I guess I want to go back up a little bit and find out, okay, so you wrote this, but then – what did you do? Just pick up some paper and crayons and start drawing? How did this come about for you? I mean, I like I said, I could not. I mean, I love to color. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Crayola crayons. You're my favorite. But I could never. I could stay in the lines, but I could never draw. I could never illustrate like this work that you've done. And so it all tied in when you started to write your books, right? Now, I know I have The Magic Gown in front of me, but I know you did another one in 2012, The Yawning Rabbit River Chronicle. Now, that one I do not have in front of me. But so now The Magic Gown, for example, it's this book, everyone, that you could read to someone or you could read for yourself is what I'm saying. I mean, and it can be of any age, so long as, I mean, even a three-year-old can sit and listen to the story of The Magic Gown. And you have inside, which I thought was intriguing, these pull-out. You know what it reminded me of? It's like a game board, only not. It's attached to the book, and you unfold this, and it's on a little bit thicker paper, and it's like a game board. Oh, my gosh, everybody's got to get this book. I mean, it's just truly amazing. Truly amazing.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
so.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. It's just a pull-out map that I love maps, and it's of the magical land. And actually, I envisioned that as a game board at one time. So it really does have that quality of, you know, traveling around this colorful, beautiful board. And that's what the reader can do with the map. And that map in real life is like about 10 feet big. So all my art is very large and colorful, all the originals. And, so there's a really wonderful story behind the making or the birth of the book, The Magic Gown, which, tells a lot about me and, my original artistry, as a child was just drawing by feel. Simple sketches, but also writing poetry when I was young, which was very, it was spontaneous. I didn't think about it. It just came out of me. And it felt very inspiring and always made me feel better. It had a really transformative quality. And so that's what I believe my paintings have a transformative quality, and so do my stories. And this is what they've done for me. So that's what I hope to do for people when they're enjoying my art or reading the stories or both. And I also was fortunate as a child, and still do, to have a very rich dream world. And so that also has something to do with the magic out. It's been, it's just something that I enjoy, and I go by feel. And the colors, I'm just attracted to the colors. I don't think about it. And this is, and when they, when these paintings come out the way they do, I'm like, they feel good, but they're more inspired. That's why some people say they have a visionary quality, because I don't really think about it or plan them.
I read somewhere that you are or starting, you want to do a game board from the magic gown. Is that correct?
Well, I began to do that with the map itself that you're talking about. And tell you what, it's quite complicated. And we could talk about this later, but what's ended up happening was for the last 2 years, a screenplay writer has been working on and almost completed with a screenplay of this story, because it's so visually beautiful, but it also is so relevant to our earth right now and our relationship with nature, and the encouragement to, have courage and go on adventures and say yes. And so I'm a big proponent of saying yes to adventure, to uncertainty. So I encourage, children and with my stories, so we have a script going right now. And so that's exciting.
I can see a lot coming from this, Janine, really, because I'm flipping the pages and I'm getting this feel from your website, and that's what I'm all about. Is I look and I see and I feel, and I'm just getting so much from it that if you are not in a good mood or if you're having a bad day, go to her site and look at her pictures. They are going to make you feel so good, and that's the truth, because they're visual. They are absolutely beautiful. Now, the magic gown, I do want to talk about your latest book, but since I only have this one, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about the Yawning Rabbit River Chronicle. Is that on the same line as the magic gown? Is that, I don't want to say fairy tale-ish, magical?
Yes, it's complete fairy tale-ish.
I gotta get it.
It's more sophisticated. It's for the older. It's actually called young adult literature, and it's a little more sophisticated. It's a history that spans over hundreds and hundreds of years, starting out with talking animals in a forest. It's really. It took me almost 5 years to write. I tied it together in three different times in history, but it's very magical. It is a little bit older. There are some more, a little bit scarier parts that, good always wins in my stories, but there are dark parts, and in any adventure, there's a little bit of that. And so the beautiful thing is I spent so much time really tying all the story together so well that librarians who read the young adult literature gave it a perfect 10 score. And that was a real compliment for me. Librarians are amazing. And so the book is beautifully written, they say, and it really has deep meaning as well. The birth of the Yawning Rabbit River came from actually just, me writing the magic gown taking that out into the world. And then I met this incredible Italian artist, and we started to co-create, and he drew the black and white. So it's not my art, but I wrote the story, and the story's quite, like, substantial and deep. So, but the Magic Gown is completely my project, and it came to me in such a way that if you want to hear this story, it's really fun.
Absolutely, I do.
So I started working with children in creativity, and I thought to myself, you know, helping children access their imagination. I thought, oh, you know, I bet you if I had them draw a door, or paint a door, or even a pencil, it doesn't matter, and just tell me what's through that door. Create your world. What's through the door?
Right.
That they immediately could access their imagination. So I decided I really needed to do it before I asked anyone else to do it. So I went and I got a giant canvas, and I started to paint a big blue door, and it's called the first door. Now, you know, this was in January of 1998, and I start painting the door, and in about a week into painting it, and, you know, I'm loving it. It's bright blue with pink flowers and vines, and I hit a key in case the door closes. You know, it's all, my imagination is working, but I have no idea other than that I'm painting a door. So I have a dream about a week later while I'm painting it, and I hear this woman singing to me in this beautiful opera high voice, and she's singing over and over again the words, 10 kings and roses. And I wake up to hearing her singing this to me, and I said to myself, that has something to do with the painting. So I decided I was going to paint 10 doors because I said 10 kings. So here it is. I go out and I buy more canvases, very big ones, and then I paint a second door. And then I paint a third door. And every door is surprising me. And then I paint the fourth. And now we're literally, you know, 7 months in, and I'm painting the seventh door. And if you go on my website, you can follow these doorways. And, you know, I don't know where they're going. They're all different. They're surprising me. One's a tree with a door. One's, you know, it's just unexplainable, but I'm having fun. But I'm also just kind of following my, you know, intuition and my, you know, imagination. So next time I go to paint the eighth door, and it just, I can't paint a door. And I paint this beautiful blue tree forest. And then I paint a red tree forest. And then I paint the 10th painting, and it's these giant, giant colorful eagles, you know, like the painting's like 6 feet thick. And I'm thinking, so I put them, they're all around this giant studio I have, and it's a year and like 2 months later from my dream. And I realize, okay, and also I paint a beautiful blue swan on a table that's like her wings are all out and big. And I paint this purple pink dragon with like gold gook coming out. Like I actually learned that it was dragon spit that turns to gold. But, and I paint a white, big white seabird. And I'm putting these all in my studio that was very large at the time. And I realize I'm actually telling a story. So I start to write the story on the wall around the painting. And it was amazing to me because a friend came in and she said, you have to put this on paper. So that's the beginning of the story, and it all started with the first door. And, you know, I tell the kids, like when I'm doing workshops, and I've done them in Ireland and I've done them in Central America and California and up and down the East Coast, I tell them that, you know, you have to say yes to adventure, and you have to follow something. And it may not make sense to you at the time, but don't worry about that. Just do it. And, you know, and I don't believe in rushing. So I never, you know, which, of course, you know, kids don't really like to hear that because, you know, to take a year and a half to paint these paintings and then three more years to write.
Yeah, right, Janine. I'm going to do this. It's going to take me a year and a half. Right.
But,
yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
But from this was this incredible, you know, compilation of the doorways and the story. And then it went on and, it, you know, here it is and it's years later and I'm sharing it and I do these wonderful talks and, you know, and I'm so thrilled. And I could never have predicted that from one doorway painting and a dream that this is what occurred. So
the universe,
you know,
had it all planned for you from when you were a little girl.
Yeah.
Some of us are able to do exactly what you're doing. And, you know, they have all of these ideas and they sit down and either they write about it or they draw or they paint, you know, and then some of us, it's just all in our head. And like for me, it's all been in my head. I've never taken the time. I mean, I have two stories I could do, but the first one, and I don't know if you feel this, well, probably you'll understand. I know you'll understand this. I don't even have to guess. It's to allow people to believe in things they cannot see. I'm so spiritual that, I mean, that's the ultimate to me. Don't even question me about it. I know. It's real. I know. And so part of that, you know, you would think, oh, Natalie, you should be able to sit down and do this easy, but I can't. And I've talked to a lot of people who have written books, and they say, well, you just have to devote an hour a day. Well, I don't know that I can do that. I don't know. I guess I have to feel my own way and figure it out. But you've given me some ideas just by talking to you. You know, you found an artist. Actually, I think my niece is listening, and she's an artist. You should see how she draws. And her name is Adrienne. And her brother could not listen tonight, but she's listening, I hope. She's going to love this, see, because you have to have that. You have to have that creativity. You have to be able to want to do and work on things like that. So maybe I found my little illustrator, and you just put that in my head just now.
Oh, well,
but anyways,
Oh, and you know what's
you
fun?
Know,
I always think that the best things are the unexpected things, and they come, as I would call them, they come out of the blue, which you were talking about how much you love blue. And that idea of yours to have her, you know, illustrate and you write the story, like, that could be what you've been waiting for, you know? So that's great.
And my little granddaughter, she listened to what I wrote. She took it to school, and then she was in the ninth grade to her English teacher. And the teacher glanced over it, and she says, well, I want you to read it. She added her own little ending to it. And she asked if it was okay. I said, of course. And because the teacher said to her, this is a beautiful story. It really made me feel good because it was my story. And I, you know, it just came into my head and whatever. So she read it, and everybody loved it. So you would think by hearing that, Janine, that I'd say, well, I got a good thing going here. But no, not so. But I think there's a part of me, a fear maybe, I don't know. But you're right. You see, my granddaughter could help me write it because she's got the imagination of what I'm gearing to. And my niece could do the illustrations. So I got it complete. So, Adrienne, if you're listening, you're probably smiling away and thinking, yep, Auntie, I can do that. but you know, sometimes, and you're probably going to tell me I'm right, you have to have the complete thing in front of you. You started drawing these doors. But just think about it. You had a dream, and the lady was singing to you. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes, and you're right, things will come in dreams, little bits and pieces. I don't remember my dreams all the time, but when I do, they're extremely important to me because I know I'm being told something, and it's up to me to interpret. But so now the magic gown, I mean, there's so many things. I mean, it won so many awards. my gal who's in chat, Candy, she just said, you know, The Magic Gown won 6 awards, including Book of the Year for ages 8 to 12 from the Creative Child magazine. I mean, that is wonderful. Oh, my gosh, that is so wonderful.
Thank you.
She can hear my voice. She's heard every show I've ever done, and she can hear how excited I am. I don't know. I mean, I know there are people out there. I have a lady who's listening who writes these beautiful stories for my blog and for my magazine all the time, but they are real stories from her, okay? So she does that.
Yeah.
So look, I'm surrounded by all of these people.
Storytelling.
But I've never had anybody as my guest like you, because you touch on the magical. You touch on the fairy tale, which is like right close to my heart. It's right there. That's what I am. And probably I daydreamed too much as a little girl. I bet you I did.
That's
I know
impossible.
I did. And I imagine.
Well, yeah, but that was a good thing, you know. The daydreaming is fantastic.
Yeah, it
was. No,
it is. I did it a lot in the summertime when I was alone. I was an only child and I was alone.
Right.
And so I had a lot of time on my hands. And I would just, I still daydream. I can still do it.
That's a really good sign.
I don't know if it's a sign,
Janine. Something's going on there. Yeah, because daydreaming is sort of a inward, something's happening there, and it'd be fun if, like, you know, daydreaming, night dreaming, they're kind of both rich information, and, you know, maybe pay a little bit more attention to that daydreaming, because I have a feeling there's something there for you. You know.
Yeah, there is. This first story that I have everything. I mean, I have some of it written down. Well, she's got the story. I have the story of that, but it's not complete. But it's me actually in the book. I mean, I'm the lady, and I call her the lady. I kind of have a name for it, but I really don't yet, you know. But, I mean, you're encouraging me, just listening to you about how you started. And, you know, I've got my little granddaughter, and now I have my niece, and all I got to do is tell her what the story's about, and she's going to run with it with the pictures. The illustrations, she's probably thinking about it right now. Maybe that's what I needed. Maybe that's the shove that I needed, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Having you on, remember, everything happens for a reason. You know, the shove that I've needed, and listening to your beautiful story, all of this that you've written about, and I'm so amazed at your website. You know, and we did discuss this. She does sell her artwork. It's not expensive. Of course, you know, Jeanine, if I get a piece of your artwork, I want it signed, and I'll go through Sarah.
Absolutely.
I want it
of
signed.
Course.
But anyways, and I know you're not going to say no. How can you say no to me? But but anyways, to really realize what you've done, and maybe to inspire others to go to the site and look. Just look.
Yeah.
Oh, my, you're going to be blown away. And it's
It is an adventure into, like, the magical world, you know. And
it's right up my alley. It's, like, perfect for me. Perfect.
Yeah, this is the beautiful thing, too, that about art and storytelling, that, it never really goes out of style, because – I read the book just recently to a friend, and I realized, you know, it's still so alive and continuing, and, like, these stories really, you know, they have such longevity. And, that's the beautiful part about fairy tales and magical stories. You know, they're not just for, like, this time or last, you know, they're for always.
Yeah, you're not writing about the war or what happened 25 years ago or things that really happened. This is allowing the author and even the reader to use their imagination, because they're going to all see it in a little different way. That's the beauty of it. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I mean, Alice in Wonderland and all of them, Cinderella and all of that. But that's part of it, is that, you know, yeah, she was trying to, he tried to find her because she wore the slipper and all that. Well, you know, I mean, you're going to think about that, like your story, and you're going to come from a different conclusion, and it's going to make you keep turning the pages over and over and over, because you're going to want to keep knowing what's going on. Where does this go? And now, I've gotten halfway through your book. I read half of it today, believe it or not. I'm a great reader. I'm a great storyteller. I have to always read to my granddaughter. She loves it. Read to me, Graham. She says, you're just, you know, because what I do is if it's dialogue, you know, I'll go up with it. And then sometimes I even do a little ad lib. And it makes her, we had to do this book, and we did it in 2.5 days. She said, oh, I just hate this. I said, you're going to love it. Wait. And we figured out the ending, and it was a joint kind of thing, and it was so wonderful. But I love to tell stories like that. I love to read
for people. Oh,
yeah,
me too.
So,
I love to read to people. I really do. I love reading to people, too. And
you had a nice voice for it also. So.
Oh, thank you. And the character in the magic gown, her name is Lily. She's 11. And so, you know, she's her own person. But there's elements of me in there because, of course, she loves nature. And she has a pet blue jay that follows her that is lives outside but is tame. And I had a pet blue jay when I was little that my dad found as a baby, and we fed it. And then it stayed with me and would fly to me. And it was like the best thing I ever thought could happen to anyone, that you could have a blue jay that was your, like, your friend, your pet, but it lived outside.
Oh, yeah.
So I gave Lily that. You know, I said, oh, she has to have a pet blue jay, too. And then I, you know, embellished even where her blue jay's even, like, more magical than mine. And so, you know, it's just so fun to take some of your life, some of your granddaughter's life, and just sort of blend the character.
Exactly.
And take reality, but then totally make it magical, and it becomes so believable, you know, because it's like both. And I really do find that I experience the magical world, and I love sharing that with children, where I say, how many of you believe in magic? And, you know, usually all the hands go up, but, like, you know, I really do feel that. And I do believe that's from my connection to nature and just my imagination with color and my love for animals and also for, you know, being good to each other. That's always in my books, about being good to each other. So you can take
the colors anywhere you want to go. This is your stuff. You can do anything you want with it and make it be, and you don't even have to understand it as you're writing it, because whoever's going to read it, or it being read to, is going to take something from it. See, that's the beauty of fairy tales and the magical world. And I'm not talking, you know, somebody on a stage pulling something out of a big black hat. I'm talking magical. I'm talking fairy tale. Things that might be a little hard for you to understand and believe, but you're going to believe them nonetheless. You will. When you're done reading this magic gown, you're going to believe. And that's what I believe, and that's where I'm working towards, and I'm sure I'll finish it tomorrow. but anyway, okay, so now you do workshops also. What else should we talk about? You've done so many things. Oh, my gosh. You've just done so many things.
So I do a workshop called The Art of Storytelling, and this theater company hired me to do a week with children with The Art of Storytelling and then have them present it on stage. So this was like 2 summers ago, and I decided I need something more than I have already. And I said, wait, and it'll come to you. So about a week later, I'm sitting on the couch, and I went, and I said, I'll make a real magic door. And then it came to me that I'll make it out of a refrigerator box. And so I went to a local appliance store, and I got an empty giant refrigerator box. And it took me about 3 weeks, but it's probably on my website, I think, in like the What's New or something. And
I'm going to go there so I can tell everybody what it's like.
it's a beautiful blue, and it's you know, three dimensional. You go through the door. It has the magical Czech floor. I tell them that the magic's in the floor, because as I was painting it with every kind of brush, I said, I love you, I love you. So I have all this feeling in the floor, and I had it on stage, and all there was a spotlight on it, and the kids wrote every kid wrote their own story of their magical world through this door, and then I had them come dressed up, and we each one presented their story, and they came through this real magic door. So what was fun for me was, in my evolution of my own work, was my paintings have doorways, but then I actually created one in this world, and I thought, well, this is fun. And now I've been traveling to all kinds of schools, and I bring the magic door with me, and I have kids go through the door. And then, I mean, from sixth grade to eighth grade to second grade, and they, you know, so I'm a traveling magic door person, and they create their own story and tell me.
That's what you're called now, the magic door person.
And so that's really kind of been a wonderful, you know, something that's come out of the magic gown that I never could have predicted. So that's one of my you know, workshops that I do, and I'll be doing that at the Monmouth County Park System soon. But I do it, you know, every couple times a year, and I'll travel to schools. And then I also teach a poetry workshop with children, nature, and poetry, and that's really, really good. And, you know, I think poetry is so important and overlooked in schools. Fortunately for me, my grandfather gave me my first poetry book when I was four. So I was like, wow, that made an impression on me, you know. So,
and your book, your magic door is on your site, and I'm going to let me tell everybody what it's like. It's like this beautiful turquoise she's got. It's got a handle.
Yes.
And if you go to the site, you'll see it right away. And I see it in this library sitting there. And I can just imagine. So they open the door and they step through. And she's got this, it's just, and on the side, she's got this tree with branches. So you're actually like, you're in a fairy tale. You're in a fairy tale. I would do it. It doesn't matter how old I am. I would have walked through the door.
Oh,
I would have said, "Come on, everybody, let's go. Let's go on this little trip that we're going
to
take through the door." And it's just, it looks so real. It's huge. I mean, you think about it, as tall as a refrigerator. It's just very impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, and
how did you get this color?
No, I blended colors. I cut the door open. The other side is an opening, and on the other, when you come out, it says welcome to, you know, obviously to another world. And you stand inside, and I told anyone who goes in there, you know, and I'm telling you, like, probably I've had at least, you know, 500 people go through the magic door, and maybe more, and I have them make a wish inside. And I say, you know, you can make more than one wish, but just make a wish. And then when they come out, and they actually say, before they go in, I have them say their name. It's like an initiation. And I, you know, and then when they come out, I have them sign the side, either side of where the trees are, and it's permanently on there. And then as every time the door travels, it gets more and more signatures, and I'm practically out of room, but it's been so much fun, and it's just something that I, you know, I'm so happy that that's what came out of this theater production, and so now that's in my studio, and I'm, you know, and I take it around with me. So
can you ask for more than one wish? Can you ask for more than one wish?
Oh, completely. I always tell them that. You know,
okay.
And I said,
oh,
you can
I would have it all ready to go. Before I open that door, I'd be ready. Okay, get ready. Here they come. I would love it. Oh my gosh. I would do
it.
You know, and now, did anybody in the audience that wasn't really young, did they go through the door?
Oh, the kids made all their parents go through the doors. And
excellent. I love that.
And when I go to schools, the teachers and the principal go through the doors, and I have friends.
Oh, yes, you must. It's a must.
And went through the doors, and, you know, it's just funny what a refrigerator box turned into a magic door can do, and that's the imagination. And, you know, I mean, it's just so much fun. So that's kind of my latest piece that, you know, that I've been working with. And what else? And the script that that's being written right now with the magic door that's almost done, which is exciting. So, and I'm also a therapist. You know, I see people.
I know. Yeah, I was going to mention that. You're a registered nurse, also.
A long time ago, and I still am a registered nurse, but I used to be a labor and delivery nurse.
Well, you're so busy writing all these stories. I mean, how you can only balance so much, you know, in your world. Well, but I can do a lot. I mean, Jackie's not listening, but she always tells me, and there's other ladies listening, how do you do all of this? I don't know. If I'm not doing like four or five things, or I'm doing something and I'm thinking of something else that I'm going to be doing, I mean, I don't know. I'd be lost probably, I guess. I don't know, but that's just being really creative. And I just think I haven't found where I should put it all, except what I do, like interviewing people like yourself. And I have the privilege of bringing all this talent on my show, and it's all brought to me. I don't seek it out. The magazine is 20 years old, and some of these people I've known probably maybe 10 years, but I wasn't doing interviews. We were doing topics before, but you see how it kind of catapult for me into something else, and look, I met you just like that.
Thank you, and I love the title Mystic Living today. I think it's
you like
really
that?
Beautiful.
You know,
I
really didn't come up with that. We developed that one year at my house. We're all sitting on the living room floor drinking margaritas. This is no joke. And I had Planet Stars. That's the main site. That's the company site. And somebody said, oh, Natalie, you should do an e-zine. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I mean, what else are they going to ask me to do, right? And here I'm this total novice, Janine. I mean, I knew things, but it just threw open this big, huge drawer for me. So they tried to figure out the name, and I don't even know who named it. I can't take credit for it. It wasn't me. But it covered a lot. It covered, you know, mystical. It covered all kinds of work, you know, all kinds of articles, all kinds of books, but it's Mystic Living today. So the mystic part, I love it. I really, really do. We're trying to revamp it to make it look more like either flipping the magazine, kind of, you know, like a real magazine. Right now it's, you know, you can click on all the links, but I really want to dress it up and everything. And, you know, Tony, my webmaster, says to me, oh, my God, she wants to create more work for herself. And I said, Tony, a busy mind is a healthy mind. You've got to remember that. If you sit around and think, it's true. Well, think about yourself. I bet you you don't stop doing. I bet you you don't.
I mean, I love to be in the woods. I am busy, though. But I balance it out, you know, and I'm really happy when, like, creative ideas come to me. You know, I recently painted last year. Someone commissioned me to paint a painting of Mount Shasta. And that was fun. Yeah. And I love – oh, and is that on my – I'm trying to think where that is. That's on my Facebook page, actually. Which is – Janine Leighton Kimmel, that was really fun. And also, it kind of was just glowing and so much vibrant color. And so Mount Shasta is the big picture on my Facebook page. So I don't think I have that on my website. I should get it on there.
No,
but,
I don't see it here. I'm looking while you're talking and I don't see it here.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. I've just realized that I need to put that on my website. But, you know, I love getting commissioned for paintings. And, you know, that was that was different. I had never been to Mount Shasta, but I loved painting it, and I loved the way it came out. So
I have a dear friend who lives near there, who moved there. She's just, I mean, talk about spiritual, she is. And her name is Shanta. And she became a dear friend of mine, started sending me articles and stuff from my magazine, and, I can take her free classes. I mean, we just, you know, sometimes you just get this instant rapport with someone, like I have with
sure.
you. You have this.
Thank you.
I mean, well, sure, come on, Natalie, just do it. Well, I don't really have the money you want me to. Never mind, I'm going to give it as a gift. And I go into her class, and I listen to all these things that's going on, and it's really a beautiful world, and I think everybody needs to realize it. And there are beautiful people like yourself, Janine. I consider myself one. Lots of people, Candy, who does all of my promoting for me, and the Jackie, and the other lady. I won't say her name, but she's kind of like what I call my champion. And you know, I just thought of something else. Oh my,
right.
You're just being so inspiring today. Tonight, some of these people that I hold dear to me, I could put them in my fairy tale easily. It'd be easy because some of them are so, I call them my champions. You know, that is one who, that Natalie didn't do that. You know, it stands up for you all the time
yeah,
and would root
yeah.
for you all the time, no matter what you did. I'm rooting for her, that's it. Well, the lady that's listening, she's one of them. She tries to inspire me. She just wrote to me on Messenger. You see, you need to write your fairy tale. How cute
it's
is that?
True.
How cute is yeah, that? But anyway, so what's? I have some other questions here that were
sure.
sent to me. Okay, let me see. Well, we talked about your projects that you're doing right now. And we talked about how the magic gown came about. I have that. And, of course, will there be a sequel? Will you do a second book?
Well, I think that there could be, because I painted this painting that's called The Return of the Colorful Wind, and that is on my website. And it's literally the next door. It's a new doorway, and so... And it's Lily standing in the magic gown in a river with the blue swan. It's a really beautiful painting. And I do believe that that is a continuation of the story. And I love The Return of the Colorful Wind because, to me, that's very promising. And it's like how I say it is, that the magic is really here. It's arrived. You know, in this painting, it depicts that it has. It's the sky is full of just these beautiful images and colors and swirls. And so I do think that this story has a continuation. And I think also that the script for the film has a potential to even kind of hint at that, you know, where – that the script itself could actually, end but have a continuation as well. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's funny how, you know, my stories are so visual that film would be so wonderful for it, you know, because of the visuals. And it could be in book form, but it also could be in the film, you know. So, but I'm
Look out, Disney, here she comes.
I'm open.
I'll see that, and I'll see, you know, by you, however. I know her. I interviewed her. I'll stand up, and I'll say I know her. I would love that. I would love that for you. You are so deserving of that. You really, really
Thank
are.
You.
All the work you've done, I don't see what you're talking about. Where would it be on your site so I can tell everybody about it?
Okay, so I think it's in – I should look – It's in the art section, and I believe it's in the wilderness. It's probably in the section called wilderness art.
There it is. Okay, I can click there. Okay, I'm going there right now. Yes. Oh, okay. It's all the trees. Oh, there's a doorway.
There's a girl in the
that.
River, right?
Yes, that's it. Right there. I see it.
And then look at the sky. It's just so full of,
the sky is full of... moonbeam. I don't want to say moonbeams and stars and
colorful.
You look up and you make it. It makes you feel so good to look up at it. Just beautiful. Just beautiful.
And she,
oh, and there's all my blues.
Yeah, and she's very much at peace. That's Lily, and she's wearing on her neck. She's wearing a shell called the Shell of Great Fortune and Mysterious Ways, and you know, so that's and sometimes I give them as gifts to people. I'll find an oyster shell and I'll paint it and then I give it away as a gift. But Lily is wearing that, and that's actually how the story starts when Lily finds this shell and she doesn't realize that it's the Shell of Great Fortune and Mysterious Ways, and she just thinks it's an oyster shell, but it's not. And so her quest begins. And so in that painting, that's she's already been through the quest and she's brought back the magic gown. And now that's the second part of the story where now the colorful world and the colorful wind and all the magic can come now to here.
Oh yeah.
And from this
I can see all the stars and the birds and you know, you've got a moose there and you've got swans there and there's the doorway where you've got a butterfly, I believe, is on it.
And her name's
open.
Teresa.
Teresa the butterfly. Okay.
Yeah, Teresa the butterfly.
Hi, Teresa. I love this. Oh, I mean, it's like being a little girl again, which there's a little girl in all of us.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, I mean, that's
it is.
Exactly
there's,
right. That's
there's
exactly
a little girl
right.
in all of us, and that's how it makes me feel. And I'm sure my niece that's listening is probably feeling the same way, and I'll send her the link to all of this. But she, you know, I mean, when you think about looking at whimsical stuff and mm-hmm. I, you know, to me it's like real. Okay, I want to go there. I believe it. You see, that's what you do when you're a little kid. You want to do, I want to go there. I want to be there. I want to be in that water with her. I want to see the swans. You want to do it all because you believe. And that's so important to me. And sometimes, though, as adults, it's hard to believe. You know, even for me, I get thrown out of whack, and I don't really mm-hmm. know why yet. I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's sometimes maybe I really don't have my feet on the ground. I don't know, but I think
mm-hmm.
I do. but you
well,
know what I'm saying?
You know,
sometimes
yeah,
we
I do.
We question.
I do.
We question how we believe, and you kind of really. I mean, is this real, or am I? My daydreams are so colorful. Or is this a daydream? Huh. Is this what is this? You know, that's taken
well, to me,
over.
It is real.
And but it
you
is
know,
real.
It is.
Real.
It is. And you know, as I read my story and look at my art, it's even more real now than it was when I created it. And so I think, you know, that's what. Like the timelessness of that, and that I think it's so relevant now because, you know, like I wrote in this piece that, you know, this world, yeah, the challenges or the news that's disturbing, but I can return to this beautiful world or I written on my wall in my bedroom, I wrote it 20 years ago, and it says, beauty awakens the soul to act. And Dante wrote it. You know, and he wrote Paradiso.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And so he wrote it back how long ago. And I do believe that the world of beauty and magic and the mystical really do awaken the soul to act. And I believe that it wakes you up from the spell of, like, of just, you know, bad news or depression or sadness or that
it allows
magic.
You to go into another world. It really does.
It does.
It really,
it does.
Really does. So for those of you that are listening and you don't daydream, you don't sit and it's an imagination also that you have
right.
to have. But, you know, like for me, it's every day. I mean, I could write a really long story on mine, but, you know, maybe that's the way we keep, I don't want to say sane, like
right.
you and I, maybe by by allowing ourselves to go that way, because, you know, you can get so depressed if you are in the now all the time, every moment of your waking day. You're going to keep listening to all this over and over, and it drags you down to the ground. Allow yourself to escape. Allow yourself to read The Magic Gown or even The Yawning Rabbit River Chronicle, because it's going to give you a chance to see what can be created by an imagination like you, Janine. I mean, I can't say enough about your books. I mean, like I said, one, and Sarah sent it to me right away, and I looked at the cover. I always look at the cover because that's what grabs me, and I like the feel of the book. And yours has this nice, smooth feel, but the cover, and it's not. It is a magic gown, but when you first, it's a gown, but when you first see it, you don't see it as a gown. You have to look deep into it. I mean, there's a butterfly there. She's got some flowers, and she's got this beautiful cup, and she's got this pear and this book. But then if you really, and this beautiful necklace, oh my, and if you really look at it, then you can see the top, the ruffle around the dress. Right. And you can see that it really is a gown. But when I first looked at it, I looked at it a few times. I thought, well, I don't see a gown. But then I looked a little deeper, and there it was.
And there really is a magic gown in my studio, and that's also on my website. And I have, quote, the real magic gown. And so everything that has made this story has its own story, and they're all – amazingly magical, and they've all helped me through my life and come to me at times when, you know, maybe I was going through something, and they're transformational. Mm-hmm. And so if you go on the website and you look, you know, you're going to see that you can actually follow, like, the creation of my work through the art. And, and I love that part, you know, and I really did find a shell that I called the Shell of Great Fortune in Mysterious Ways. And then I gave it to my character. You know, I gave Lily that. And so, you know, all these little pieces from my life created her life. And then I took it further, of course, you know, so that's the fun part of the unfolding of writing this story. Is that I took real things in my life, but then I gave them to her, and then she went on this incredible adventure through these magic doors. And the beautiful thing too is the story has a point. Like, there really is a meaning behind why she's going on this adventure, and it's multiple layers. And I love stories with multiple layers, you know, like no matter who reads it, they're going to get their version of what that layer. And that's fun. I think that's fun, you know, so.
Well, it's just wonderful. And I would like everybody to go to your site, and I'm going to say it again, JL Kimmel, KIMMEL.com. Go to it and just peruse through it. Just look through everything that she has. And you see, I feel that the sites are about the person who owns it. The site is you. Mm. This is you.
Thank you.
Just like my stars, everybody says, is me. It's me. The color, I mean, if you saw it, it's the blue. It's like this gorgeous blue. And other sites that are like mine do not. They're all on white. And And I love the blue, and, you know, my webmaster always wants to change it. No. I'm very adamant about it, because that's the reflection of me. That is not, you know, and I don't want to be like everybody else, because I'm not. We're not like everybody else. We're all different, and we should stay that way.
That's right.
Know? And I will be in touch with you through Sarah.
Great.
And I'm just so happy you wanted to come on the show. I was looking forward to it, and then I got to see seeing all about what you are and what you've done. And I was thinking about it like about an hour before the show, and I was getting so excited. I can't wait. What time is it? I got to look at the clock. I can't wait because you're in my world. I just came to visit you in your world. I did.
Thank you.
To visit you because what you've done
is... So happy
is,
to have you.
Oh, yes. It's just tremendous. So, you know, she does her artwork. You can get her books. I'm sure they're all on Amazon, correct?
Yes, they are. They are.
Okay, and she look forward to her workshops. She's got What's New. She has Watch the Magic Gown animation on her site. She has originals and prints available. Well, you know, yours truly is going to get one of them. And,
great.
But I want an autograph. That's the deal. That's the deal,
of course.
Honey.
Of course.
Of course. And, of course, I have the in. I have Sarah. I'll just say, Sarah, work your magic. I mean, her and I, we've talked on the phone. That's your publicist. Everybody wants to know who Sarah is. Sarah is, she's just the best.
She is amazing.
I ask and I receive. And, okay, Sarah, I need this. Okay, give me 10 minutes, like I was telling you. 10 minutes later, I get this email. Okay, it's booked. What else do you need? What other dates are open? And I mean, I've filled September. Some of October is filled, and it's all an adventure. And Janine, when you get this film done, of course, or if you do another book, I want you back on the show. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Be my pleasure.
I would just
Thank
love it
so much.
Oh no, you were a delight, and I never stop talking. Everybody says, "Oh my God, you talk so much." Well. That's what my co-host used to say. You can carry a conversation by yourself for hours. Well, maybe not. I don't know. But I love meeting new people like yourself. Pardon me?
It made it fun for me because, you know, the conversation was just flowing.
Yes.
So thank
oh, yes,
you.
And that's what everybody likes. I have people that want to come back. When can I come back on your show? Oh, you know, it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. And I've met so many beautiful people. Now, where are you exactly? Are you on the East Coast?
Yeah, I'm in New Jersey, actually, on the Jersey
okay.
Shore. Yeah.
Oh, Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in South Carolina. Everybody's looking at the South for this nasty weather coming. But
oh,
I don't
right.
think we're going to get it. I think it's veering more to the west. I'm about 15 minutes from Savannah. So I'm at like in the little hook of the United States. We're kind of tucked in. And, you know, you can't stop it. My son said, Mother, you can't go out there and hold the trees up so they don't fall. Although it
yeah.
probably would dry, right? But,
but
it looks to be okay. But I enjoyed tonight. Thank you so much. And have a great evening.
I really enjoyed it. Thank
my
you
voice
so
is,
much.
I'm losing my voice just like that. But anyways, hold on a second. I want to drink some water.
Sure.
That's because I use so much of my throat.
You okay?
Excuse me. But anyways, I always end the show the same way, and I'm going to do it tonight somehow. Believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And excuse my voice. It's really nasty. Good night, everyone.
They really are
Thank
there.
You.
Thank
yes.
you so much,
yes.
Natalie.
You're there. Love you, Janine. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye.